from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeremy White.
What? What preseason?
This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, and more specifically the ones for memory.
And Joe DiBiase.
Other than the Ravens are good in the preseason.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
I got nothing. Everything is immediately forgotten as soon as you play one game. Yeah, one snap. Time to play the game. No one remembers that a preseason happened.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Unless someone gets hurt. More on that in a minute. Happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe. Good morning. Josh Schmidt producing. Gonna rain this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's been beautiful, though. But
it's all right. It's a perfect weekend to just sit inside in the rain and watch soccer.
Let's go. That is right. There's a game at 3 o'clock today.
Yep.
Games tomorrow. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I am without my computer today. I forgot my backpack. I just walked out the door without it because I made two trips because I had to move cars, blah, blah, blah. And I think the last time I forgot my backpack and my computer, I got locked out of Twitter and was advised to contact my congressman.
That week.
Because it was like this...
You couldn't get back in without the authenticator.
Yeah, I had to set up something, and I went to my old 3rd-and-1 coordinator account, and it's like, I guess this is my new account now.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote to somebody that used to be an executive on Twitter, now that the person's at LinkedIn, and within like 20 minutes, that guy got it done. Like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. Hey, I forgot my computer. Let me try and log in on this one here at work instead of my laptop. Oh, yeah, call Chuck Schumer to figure this out. What?
Do you know how to use those authenticators now?
Yes.
Because I think when that was unfolding with you on Twitter, didn't know how to use that stuff. And now I do know how to use that stuff.
Me too.
Authenticator. It's actually not that hard.
No, it's not.
You got to know where to look.
Yes. Now it's easy. I have to use an authenticator for a couple different apps. You know, it's an added step, but whatever. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's just in your settings.
Yep.
On your phone.
Yep.
And then it's right there. Password resets like every 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
So you got to be a little quick with it.
Yeah, there's often a game of like, all right, and swipe to the next app and remember the 6-digit code. And
yeah. What's the amount of seconds left where you'll go for it? Like if there's 7 seconds left.
I can get that done.
On the clock, you'll go for it?
I can get that done.
But if there's 4, that's not enough time.
See, the one I have...
To click to the back... To get back to where you are and then type, or unless you're doing it on your laptop, to type in 6 digits in 4 seconds.
Yeah. The one I have has nonstop countdowns, and when it gets to red,
Yeah.
That means it's going to go away within probably 4 seconds. That's when I'll bail.
And then you just wait for the next one. And then you're
fine.
Forget
40-yard dash times. What's your authenticator countdown?
That's right.
Authenticator countdown score.
That's right.
Can you do it in 3 seconds? Go.
I can try. Yeah, anyway. Hey, good morning. All right, so Sal will join us at 7. Bills had their practice. Watched Drake May and the Eagles last night. If we could start there, let's not talk about Milano yet. People are going to want to, you know, maybe ease into that.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I watched a lot of that preseason game between the Patriots and the Eagles because I wanted to see two things. One, I wanted to see Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I might feel bad for Drake May. He went to a team that's cooked, right?
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
And they drafted rookie receivers, Javon Baker and Jalen Polk.
Yep.
Baker had a drop slash might have been a tough catch, but man, you'd like him to make it.
That was the deep one.
That was the deep ball. Perfect play from Drake May.
Great. Stepped up in the pocket and just ripped it.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was a great throw. Drake May is athletic. He can move. He's not Caleb Williams. He's not Jaden Daniels.
He's also not. I'm already over the fact that he wears the same number as Mac Jones. You want to know why? Because he doesn't look like Mac Jones when he plays football.
No.
He just moves different. Mac Jones. What would be the word to describe Mac Jones when he moved with the football? Clunky.
Yeah.
Maybe. Clunky.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. May, it's like, it's everything's smooth. Everything with him is smooth. He's pretty impressive.
I think he's good, and I don't know if New England will figure that out. Yeah, I don't think he's good because of the preseason. I think he's good because watching them play, and he's a good prospect. And most years, he would have gone a number one quarterback. Yeah. But then the Jaden Daniels hype train got him up to number two, which happens all the time.
Yeah.
A more athletic quarterback's going to get more attention in the draft.
See, I didn't think you were going to say, I don't know if he'll be, you know, if New England will figure it out. That hasn't been the thing I've wondered about them, of whether they'll know if he's good. I wonder if they're so bad that he can't be good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, everything around him is a mess. Such trash that how I thought about this with Darnold and the Vikings this year. Like, it's maybe too late for him because he's 27 years old now. But he went from the Jets with Adam Gase to the Panthers with Matt Rhule. And it's like, all right, dude, you kind of never had a fair shot. But sometimes that's just how it goes. In a different life, the Bills end up with you. You're probably a pretty good quarterback. But you got Adam Gase and Matt Rhule. So now you're a career backup.
I found myself thinking this about Lossman the other day. I know, right? Lossman. J.P. Lossman. But J.P. Lossman could move a little bit. Lossman, you know, did he ever...
Can and arm, too.
Big arm.
Big arm and could move.
Big arm and could move for a... I mean, he wasn't...
And he used massive shoulder pads that looked really bad.
That's what I was going to say. He wasn't small. He looked kind of small, though, because I think his pads were too big.
His pads are... I got to find the picture. There's a picture I've seen of him with his third jersey on, where his shoulder pads... He looks like a little kid playing middle school football with high school shoulder pads.
Something about the way he played and he looked out there. He looked like a miniature quarterback was biggined. And like, what's that little guy doing out there? And he was not that small. It must have been the pads.
But somebody look at this picture. This is with his pads coming off a little bit. His shoulders,
it's absurd.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Well, so there's a highlight going around, a highlight package about like, hey, this day in history, the Bills added this person. I can't remember exactly what it was. But someone wrote to me and said, you know, hey, with Allen and McDermott, do the drought Bills make the playoffs? Make a Super Bowl, I think is what it was. The drought Bills.
Super Bowl.
Right, make a Super Bowl. Nice. When they had, at the time, Lee Evans and... Who? Marshawn Lynch. I don't know. Whoever were on the Lossman teams, there was a specific team in there. And, you know, watching Lossman play, there's probably Bills fans that still argue about that. Oh, if he had the right coaches, if he had the right situation, maybe you would have thought this about Trent. I mean, you could think about anybody this way, getting the right situation. And is that not ever more apparent that exists as an idea that what Tua has been turned into? And Brock Purdy, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, Purdy, although he gets the opportunity to be good, now he looks pretty good. But Tua had an offense built around him in such a way that he's allowed to excel on a level that people did not think he could.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gets drafted by I shouldn't even say that. Forget if he gets drafted by a different team. If the Dolphins hire a different second coach, is Tua getting $200 million? Probably not. Like, Mike McDaniel knows exactly what to do to get the most out of that guy. It still might not be enough. So, Yeah, I found my way thinking about that, about quarterbacks that might have made it under different circumstances. And I don't know what will happen for Drake May or Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. Bo Nix has Sean Payton to work with. That's not that bad. Sean Payton's done some good stuff.
Yeah.
So, at least with young quarterbacks, with Drew Brees, of course. The talent has to be there, but the situation has to be right. And I don't know if Drake May is going to get the right situation. We'll see.
It's a tough situation.
He has a tough situation. New England watching last night.
You almost got to be an all-time great level talent to overcome like just having no help around you.
Yeah, Ben Volin, Boston Globe. Maybe we'll talk to him maybe next week. He was writing about this, that if Drake May is not in by week six, Patriots fans are going to rip the stadium apart. I mean, Jacoby Brissett went in there last night, started, and drove them down the field and got a pick. He finished there with like 17 yards passing and a pick. And then Drake May goes in, and there's highlights. There's flash moments. And if you're a Bills fan that lived through, like many of you did, if you're listening, you did, the growth of Josh Allen, what was it like? It was he lost the job. He did not win the starting job. They went with Peterman, the same way the Patriots are about to go with Jacoby Brissett. And
in a way, it's the same.
Right. It's
like,
except, I guess, Peterman's obviously much worse. Brissett has played in the league and been good.
Right. Peterman hadn't even really played in the league. But sure, yes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of
the point is, they were going to wait. And then he had to go in. And there were highlights. There were moments good enough. The funny thing I think about with Allen's arc, his third ever game was a breakout. That was Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right? That's his third game.
Third game.
You know what his fourth game was?
Is that when they got shut out by Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he went
his worst game of his career, probably?
I think, to
this day, it's got to be his worst game.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I remember after that game, I tweeted specifically the line, I hope that's the worst game he ever has. And it wasn't an insult. It was, man, that's a real step back. And sure enough, it was the worst game he ever had. He was like 9 of... Do you have the stat line right in front of you?
I'm pulling it up right now.
I think he was 9 of 22 for maybe like 140 and two picks.
It's just a little off. Close. The completions were a little off. 16 of 33 for 151 and two picks and 7 sacks.
Yeah.
That might be a career high for him.
That
you think there's another game in his career where he took 7 sacks?
No.
I'm looking through just right now at his career game log. I don't see another one where he took 5.
7 sacks.
Yeah, he never... Josh Allen has never taken 5 sacks in a game.
I missed one.
He took 7 sacks. Wow, this is interesting. This game I thought of yesterday while listening to Shope and the Bulldog. They were talking, when was the game you knew?
About Allen?
When was the game you knew, okay, no, he's the franchise. He's a franchise. This guy, he is it.
It is either, whichever one happened first, Seattle or the Rams.
Okay, Seattle was my game. I thought of Seattle was what he was 31 of 38 for 415 and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He took 7 sacks in that game. Would have never guessed that in a million years. He made up for it. He threw 400 yards, 7 incompletion, 3 touchdowns, but he did take 7 sacks.
31 of 38 for what?
31 of 38 for 415 and 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
No picks.
Did everybody eat
and
that day?
And a rushing touchdown.
Or did he spread the ball around adequately, or did we care about that at the time?
Mm.
Sorry. I always have to be snarky about that. I'm never going to give up.
You sent me a snarky text yesterday while I was mourning the loss of Matt Milano.
But with Allen, yeah, I mean, it went pretty quick. He was...
Yeah.
Year one was flashes, and year two...
It didn't go as quick as... Go ahead.
Year two is when it came quick. I feel like there was never a real conversation about where is this thing going with Allen. It was how high can it go? And it pretty steadily increased in how much you would believe in it and how good it got year over year over year. But if we're looking back at year one, his year one highlights include winning in Minnesota, jumping over linebackers, diving for touchdowns. The touchdown to Robert Foster, that's his rookie year, right? Rookie season Josh Allen to Robert Foster.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, that play still doesn't even make sense when you watch it back. We were talking earlier this week about your favorite Josh Allen throw. I watched that throw 100 times. It still doesn't make sense, but he got it done.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, I don't really remember a lot of his rookie season. I'm sure it was ugly at times, but there was always enough to flash that the Bills who were in a bad spot? Were they in New England's spot? No. They probably had more around them. They had a coach that had made the playoffs.
Yeah.
They'd had, I mean, a veteran defense at that point to a degree.
Yeah. No, that's right. He was, See, I don't even know if I want to say it happened quickly, though, for what he is. It didn't for what he is now. Because, like, 18, wasn't it still, he showed up and, oh, this dude is just as inaccurate as we thought he was. Look at the completion percentage. But did anybody know he could run like this? Like, that was kind of added in as, okay, but wait a minute. We didn't know about this. We knew about inaccuracy. How about the fact he jumps over people and runs for 100 yards while putting Kiko Alonso in a blender?
Yeah.
What, did we know he could do that? And then what I remember about the second year and like whether this happened quickly was that year two, he was literally putting up the exact same numbers that Tyrod was. That he would just, all he was doing was just running the ball, pedestrian passing numbers, and not turning the football over. Like, that was year two. And I remember, like, was there a conversation? There wasn't, because I remember getting yelled at for saying that if he didn't take a big step forward, you should call the Lions about Matthew Stafford and getting yelled at for that. Which, by the way, he did win a Super Bowl, so maybe that wouldn't have been that bad. But then he did take the step.
Yeah, huge step.
Then he did. And that, to me, it's like year three where you knew, okay, this guy's their quarterback for as long as he's playing football, ideally. So it wasn't, like, the slowest progression, but he also wasn't C.J. Stroud.
Right.
He wasn't, I showed up in the league and I was immediately like a dominant quarterback. And how hard is that going to be for Drake May to do? It's like Drake May, I don't think can do what CJ Stroud did last year. I think, I want to say this though, I didn't know that the Texans were going to be capable of having a quarterback play like that last year.
Right.
Like we didn't know Tank Dell and Javon Baker maybe similar for this? Is Nico, I don't know if they have, they don't have a Nico Collins. They don't have a,
DeMario Douglas is their big receiver, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Jerod Mayo being D'Amico Ryans. Alex Van Pelt being Bobby Slowick, right. I think is a crazy
Did we think
leap.
About Bobby Slowick this way a year ago?
No.
Probably not.
No, we didn't. But Alex Van Pelt's been in the league for like 20 years calling plays, right?
Yeah. Well, the May experience has me thinking of Allen, and J.J. McCarthy just got hurt. Like, it is, if you are a fan of a football team, the most fun you can have is your team is awesome, right? We've been living that life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the second most fun you can have baby quarterback? Like, let's go. You yes. want to see every week. Like, let's see the kid. Hey, they're 3-8. I don't care. He might show us this week that there's a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that position, sure, there are other rookies. There are plenty of things to evaluate. But the second most fun is to evaluate that baby quarterback. And on Drake May, like you pointed out, Allen's season there where it's a lot of running.
Yeah.
Do you remember the day that we sat in here and I told you to watch the Drake May running highlights set to Freebird?
The guy
can run.
Yeah.
He can move. He's a modern day, mobile enough, much more than Mac Jones. He can move.
Much more than
And
Mac
what did
Jones.
He do last night? He scored on a read option. He pulled the ball back. And he scored an easy walk-in touchdown. Now, that's not exactly the one that needs incredible athleticism, but teams might have to respect that he's going to run read options. So I liked Drake May coming out. I didn't want him to go to New England because I thought there's a chance they find their franchise quarterback. Now what I've got to kind of hope is they can't figure it out. They can't get enough around him, whether that's the coordinator, the weapons, the team, the expectations, the division. To be buried in this division is really tough for them.
Yeah.
And last night's broadcast, it was, for me, you know, I love some Patriots schadenfreude where you're like just happy about everything that goes wrong for them. The broadcast mm-hmm. last night is Scott Zolak.
Yep.
And the McCourty twins.
Yeah.
On NFL Network. And they kept, you know, going to the booth and showing those two guys. And after the game, which if you didn't see how New England lost, I know it's a preseason game. If this were a regular season game, it would be extra hilarious. Instead, it's a preseason game. Bailey Zappe goes in, who has played in the NFL more than Drake May, right? Bailey Zappe goes in to get the ball, and it's the final drive of the game, and they need a field goal to win. They're down 14-13.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third or fourth snap of that drive, they had trouble snapping the ball all day, to the point where cutaways of their starting center were a routine on this broadcast.
Yikes.
Because both the second and third string centers, if they were second and third or only the second guy, whatever, they were botching snaps. The game ends on a bad snap. The center snaps it past Bailey Zappe, 10 yards, Eagles recover, game over.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, let me tell you the emotions I felt, even though I'm sitting here telling you I like Drake May and I might be rooting for him on some level, the emotions I felt when the McCourty twins, after their team just lost 14-13 on a fumbled snap,
yeah,
They started to say, well, a lot of good things happened out there today. Was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that so well.
Uh-huh.
Drought preseason.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of good things happened. A lot of learning experiences.
As you stare into the abyss of a season that is not going to go well for you, and you, everybody knows it, but you got to pretend like you don't really know it.
Not just a season. The Patriots are the project in your dynasty league where a guy moved out of town, and you're offering to somebody else, like, you want this team? And he looks, and he's like, whew.
He's like, this is a job. Like, right,
I got Drake May and a couple receivers, but there is not a lot else. The guy that had this team just traded away most of the good talent.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to New England. Man, they've got such a climb ahead of them. They really do. But May,
he's going to have to. Good luck to him. Like, he's going to have
to
do.
Him.
I mean, I don't want them to find their quarterback yet. Right?
Mm-mm.
Like, I do like May, but
no, definitely no.
New England, like, what? How long before it'll feel like it's enough?
20 years.
It's got to be the exact same amount of
20 years. They won.
They need at least a decade.
24 years. They won 19 out of 24 division titles. Go ahead and lose for 24 years, and we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about where I'm at too. Like, I just don't need you finding your franchise quarterback. I need you suffering the same fate that Bills fans and even Dolphins fans and Jets fans had to suffer for 20 years while Brady was the quarterback. And now that he's gone and Belichick is gone, like, come on, just rot in mediocrity for as long as humanly possible. Let me just see that whole fan base just lose interest year after year after year. Now, right now, I don't think they're there. Like, they're not dead inside. Like, it's very different than what the life they've been living. And I wonder what that adjustment is like. But it's probably going to result in more anger, right? Less patience.
Maybe.
Given that you just went through a 20-year stretch like you did. I think you're going to want, you're not going to want, if you're a New England fan, you're not going to accept 5-6 win seasons. You're going to want people fired after stuff like that. And you're just probably going to have to deal with it. If you're a New England fan, they're easily fourth.
Oh, yeah.
In this division. Like, it's not even close. It's not even a question of whether they're fourth. If you want to talk long-term quarterback situations, if May's great, I mean, you could get to their second, but there's a huge step to be taken before you can say that.
Preseason games tonight. We had one last night. We have more tonight. And, of course, the Bills play the Steelers. Checking the fight chart.
I don't think we got anything.
We got dust-ups. We got dust-ups. Nobody got kicked out of practice.
Okay.
But Elam got into it. That was the phrase. Got into it with someone.
Okay. Okay.
There were a couple different dust-ups. So if you had on your fight squad for the Bills, you can come collect your winnings.
Mm-hmm.
Elam got into one. Dorian Williams, after he knocked a pass down, pushing and shoving from both teams, Alex Brasky had that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sal said Elam got into it with Corey Trice.
Mm-hmm.
On a punt rep down the field, so other players didn't get there before they got separated, right?
All right.
I think I'm taking my dub. That's a victory. Elam got into
it. It's not a fight.
What do you need, Gene Steratore,
got into
to tell
it,
you
it's
it was
not
a fight?
A fight. Yeah, I need Gene on what qualifies as a fight here.
Got into it's not a fight?
I mean, the tweets I'm seeing about it, like you know, we're ending with like nothing serious, though, but nothing serious.
Right, nothing serious.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's unconscious.
A fight is serious, I think. This is more of not a brouhaha. Something lower than that.
Was the Malik Nabers fight serious?
There were punches thrown there, weren't there?
Was that serious? Did you watch that highlight and say, like, whoa, that was serious?
But what did we get here? Did one guy shove a guy and the other guy shoved them back and that was it?
I don't know. Sal sort of got into it.
I mean, Malik Nabers legit, like,
swung.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. He swung. Was like, it serious?
All right.
It started something serious, I think. I mean,
what came of it? The Giants got fined.
Like $200,000.
Well, yeah. That was because they had, like, 5 fights, not just the Nabers
fight. Okay. So 50 grand per fight, 40 grand per fight.
Yeah. 803-0550. All right. Hey, Milano's out for a while.
Yes.
Two ways to look at it. Maybe I'll put up a poll. They were without him a lot last year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just interesting. You get a lot of the Bills won without Diggs. You don't get a lot of the Bills won without Milano comments, but they won a lot of games without Matt Milano.
Mm-hmm.
He was out, and they turned it around and figured out answers on their defense without Matt Milano. Where's all that energy? We love
Milano. I got some of that.
We love
Milano. I got some of that.
So there's two ways, I guess, if you want it. They won a lot of games without him, or, of course, you know, this limits how good they can be defensively. He's supposed to be one of their great players.
It further... We can get to it. I'm looking at their SpotTrack page right now and looking at their highest cap hits and how many of their highest cap hits are expected to contribute for their roster this year. And I don't know how much, you know, how much that needs to matter.
Can I guess here?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to point out that it's Allen.
Allen's number one.
Diggs. Tre'Davious White. Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White.
It goes Allen, and then it's Diggs, Vaughn, Milano.
And then where's Tre' White? Although they split him over 2 years.
They split him over 2 years, so I think he's a little lower at like $6 million. But on your books this year, the guys that you're spending the most cap dollars on, the second, third, and fourth guys that you're spending the most cap dollars on, I'm lucky if I get modest defensive end production from like $50 million. Well, more than that, like $60, $70 million worth of cap space. I'm hoping that I get something from a defensive end, and maybe that's all I'm going to get. And that kind of that puts this year in perspective, I think, a little bit. Like, you want to call it a transition year. You got the three next guys below Allen, you're just not expecting a lot from, and you're crossing your fingers about one of them, Vaughn.
803-0550. We'll chat about it. We'll get more into it, what they're going to do, the vibes. I think the vibes are low. I think the vibes are...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as low as they can be heading into a Josh Allen season. There's a question.
Yeah.
Will they be lower at any point with a Josh Allen season? I don't know. You've got your Bills fans to get fired up no matter what, but right now, like, the injury to Milano is another, oh, geez, like, wow. This looks tough. It's tough. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe ahead of the Bills' second preseason game. They'll play tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. They had their joint practice yesterday. We will talk about it with Sal at 7 o'clock. Happy Friday. Welcome to WGR on August 16th. Welcome to Premier League season, and congratulations to the Eagles on last night's win. A barn burner. 14-13. They can't make unders low.
That's a perfect preseason game.
They
right
can't
there,
make
isn't
unders
it?
Low enough. Yes, the team went for two rather than play for a tie.
14-13, and we went for two.
And Kenny Pickett throw it challenge is another thing. Let me tell you about him. I watched way too much of this game last night.
Yeah, what you're coming with? I saw the Drake May stuff. And
I watched so much of this.
You're talking about Tanner McKee next. How come Tanner McKee's the new preseason MVP? I saw Ben Solak saying he should start for the Steelers.
Maybe Kenny Pickett should not. Kenny Pickett.
He's bad?
Oh, I'll get you some numbers on what he did. Yeah. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. Certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. You know, he's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Good vibe on the song here. Milano. It's a breakup song. Although the Bills didn't break up with Milano. All right, he's out.
Not yet.
I kind of thought he wasn't going to be himself. I thought he wasn't going to be himself this year anyway. I mean, when McDermott told us at training camp, sitting down with us, he's got a long way to go. I thought, okay, he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
But the leg injury, is still... I don't still understand the whole scope of it. You break your leg, you're not supposed to need that much time. So obviously it's a very specific way or unique way that it happened.
Yeah, and other things must have happened.
Yes. And now a torn bicep, and he'll be out until December is what they're looking at.
Yeah. If I could try to put any sort of positive spin on it at all, it would start with that. It would start with, weren't expectations tempered a little bit? Wouldn't you have thought, hey, he plays early on, and you see what you get, and he slow plays his way back to normal Matt Milano-level play by the end of the season. By playoff time, or around it, Milano is back to his normal self. Wasn't that like the best-case scenario?
Sure. I mean, maybe not as late as playoff time. I might have thought...
But somewhere later.
I might have thought October.
October, somewhere in there.
A ramp-up session, sure.
All right, so he's probably out till at least December. It's his bicep, right?
Yeah.
Leg, knee, anything like that, mobility-wise on the lower extremities would have been, to me, a lot more concerning if that would have been what he injured. So again, it's not good that he's out, but if it's not going to be his knee, shouldn't I think that... You know, that was the question about him, right? Hey, does it look like he's hesitating when he's running? Watch this video. Does he run a little bit differently than normal? What's going on here? And I don't know. He now gets 4 months to strengthen his knee/leg.
Right. It's almost like, I mean, right, it's not a gift to him.
Right.
But instead of on-the-job rehab to get it fully back, he has more time to do it.
Because, and I don't think he can't do, you know, normal football. I'd be interested to know, actually, what can he do to strengthen his leg while his bicep is torn? Because you can't do normal football activities. But remember, what was the stuff Tre'Davious White was doing on the field, the training camp a couple years ago? Like parachute stuff or something?
They had him jumping on one leg a lot.
Okay.
I mean, he had an ACL.
Okay.
Then, of course, there's the hitting a tire with a hammer.
Okay, well, Milano couldn't do that. He could do the one leg stuff, couldn't he?
Yeah, right. You'd think he'd get his lower half, his legs, to where they need to be. So could it be just extended rehab? I mean, let's be honest. You pointed out the thing about cap hits.
Yeah.
Vaughn last year played and shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have.
And he says it, and we probably knew it, and they got Vaughn in as soon as they could. Last year, Vaughn was on the PUP list, which meant he had to miss 4 games. He played the 5th game, ready to go.
Yeah.
And why was that? Was that
him pushing for
was that
it?
Pressure or? From, not like the Bills are pressuring him, but you're a highly paid guy. You can play. How effective can you be? Doesn't matter. Get out there. You got to do it because we pay you to play this position, and we're not going to pay somebody else to do it. So Milano might have been out there, even though he would not have been 100%. And, okay, now this prevents that. You know, if Vaughn had picked up a bicep injury last year, we would not have seen him be ineffective for all those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe by the time he does come back, he looks like, oh, he's more ready. I guess if you're looking for the silverest lining,
mm-hmm.
that's it. That's right. The silverest lining. If you're looking for the dark cloud version of it, I would say the number of currently elite players the Bills have is the lowest it's been in 4 years. Is that fair?
I think you have to say that because isn't the answer one?
It's Allen. And after that, it's...
Like before, Milano was, when healthy, the second best player on the roster at what he does.
Okay, yeah.
Milano was Jeremy Fowler ESPN poll that the executives do. Where did he rank among linebackers? What did those people that work in the league think he ranked among linebackers? The fourth best linebacker in football.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty common sentiment, I think.
He's an NFL top 100 player.
He was a first-team All-Pro the last time he played.
Yep.
Like a full season. So, yes, he's an elite player.
Diggs had been an elite player.
Jordan
Poyer. I mean, he got Dusty Quick. He was a first-team All-Pro.
Yeah.
Micah Hyde, Tre'Davious White, first-team All-Pro at one point, right? Like, the Bills had a collection of elite players, and now they don't yet. Like, okay, you think Dalton Kincaid might become that? That's great. He might. You think Shakir could be an elite slot receiver? Okay, he might. You think Osiris Torrance could be a Pro Bowl guard? Okay, he might. But what Milano...
You might be able to think Rasul Douglas is that right now. It's just, can he do it again?
Okay.
Because he kind of just did it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the point is, right, it's on paper. They still have to play the games. Milano's departure or injury and missing more time means it is... It's funny. It is the Josh Allen show more than ever. It's Allen and guys that have yet to prove what they are. I mean, Terrell Bernard is another nice name here. And you're like Ed Oliver. Like, but everybody, every team has... at least a certain number of, hey, these guys are pretty good. Where are the truly elite players on your roster? And for that, the Bills are in a spot that they've not been in quite some time.
Isn't it funny that for years it was debated, is there too much on Josh Allen's plate? And that was when they had all those elite players, and right now, where have they arrived? Isn't there more on his plate than ever right now? Isn't he kind of got to carry the whole thing?
Yeah, well... I don't know, Joe.
More than he has before, I think.
The conversations sure seem to be, if you get yak yards, your quarterback's not carrying you. Right? They're making plays after they get the football. It seems like all these conversations about Allen over the years have been, you need somebody to make more happen with the football in their hands so he's not throwing it as far. I mean,
and running it as much.
I guess. The way that we do the numbers on Allen's total yards versus the offense's total yards, yak yards won't change that. It'll just still be passing yards.
Just the air yards will go
down. Maybe the commitment to the run, that'll be different. But anyway.
The vibes are at least down, though, with Milano being out.
For sure.
I had the thought yesterday, I have not been on this campaign for this guy or even wonder. I haven't even really wondered about him like a lot of Bills fans have this offseason. But I did have the thought yesterday of, they could probably use a Micah Hyde signing just for the vibes even right now, couldn't they? Just for the vibes of, hey, guys, Micah Hyde is back. And maybe, hey, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or is even a thought process for them. They've added safeties and they haven't added him. But what was part of Milano's value? Or what had they talked about him being back meaning for their defense? There was talk, a lot of talk about, hey, how important he is as a communicator out there on the field, as a veteran out there with Bernard and with all the young secondary players around him, other than Douglas. So, I don't know. Maybe this changes that equation. I don't know that it should. Just had that thought yesterday. Like, give him another communicator leader out there on the defense and give somebody some vibes back. Maybe there's something coming after training camp. Maybe there's not.
Well, I want to add linebacker to the list of positions they could trade for at the deadline. They've got room.
Yeah.
And we've thought maybe defensive end, depending on how Vaughn looks. Now add linebacker. I mean, last year they got Rasul Douglas, and that made a big difference. And if Dorian Williams doesn't look good for the first couple weeks, like, linebacker's right at the top of the list.
And last year, the season ended in part last year because they got injured at linebacker.
Yeah, and A.J. Klein's not walking through that door.
Yeah.
Mainly because they probably won't ask him to.
It's almost like, do you remember when, obviously, you remember Carolina in 06, but with all the injuries. Do you remember, was it the next deadline that Darcy Regier, like, traded for a million, like, seventh defensemen?
That you've never heard of.
That you've never heard
including,
of.
Including, I think, Timo Helbling at one point. If that name is in my head for any reason.
That sounds familiar.
That might not be right. That might be someone from a movie.
Why did he do that, though? Didn't he do that because that's how the season ended the year before?
He
and
did
I'm not
going
to let that happen again?
Yes.
So wouldn't that kind of be the Bills doing the same thing at linebacker? We're just going to stockpile as many backup linebackers as we can because we're not letting A.J. Klein play for us in a playoff game again.
I think they'll just probably trade for a starter if they really need it. They'll find somebody.
That would work as the same thing, though, because then your depth would go back to being your depth.
Right. 803-0550. Vibes are down. Sal at 7. We'll get a recap of the practice. Hey, the offense looked good, and it might not surprise you at all. Shakir and Kincaid, 8 against Pittsburgh. So the offense looked good. We'll talk about it with Sal. 803-0550. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR. Happy Friday, Bills and Steelers tomorrow. The slowest preseason of all time continues. We got it spiced up with the Matt Milano news. Not exactly the kind of spice you want. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Happy Friday morning. Larry in South Florida joins us as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jeremy, first off, congratulations on the new baby. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I was going to tease you a little bit and start calling you new Howard with all the time you've been taking off, but I guess that's poor Joe. Hey, listen, this is, I don't know, I know he missed a lot of time last year, but you could see the hole in the middle with Milano gone, especially in the playoffs. It's just, we had no one that could stay with Kelsey and when the time counted. And to me, this is huge. So I have two schools of thought, and I have no idea how Brandon Bean can fill this off. I guess this is like a football fantasy for me, but obviously they need to go get a linebacker. I don't know who you're going to trade for to get that done, but it has to be done. Or here comes my dream scenario. Why not break the bank, move contracts around, figure out what you have to do, wheel and deal, go make a trade for Brandon Ayuk, or, you know, this is crazy, CeeDee Lamb, just outscore everybody.
Yep.
Just who cares about the middle linebacker position? Go outscore everyone. Josh will have a field day with those two guys. They're both fast. They catch everything. They're always open. So that would be my dream scenario, is to go get one of those two fellas and just outscore everyone. Love to get your thoughts.
Thanks, Larry. I mean, you're speaking my language. Mm. That would be my offseason, not just my audible. You know, as you say, there's no one to stay with Kelsey. This is not a shot at Milano. Who's the closest man in coverage on the touchdown that beats them in the 13 seconds game overtime? Who is it? It's Milano.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been able to cover Kelsey.
Yep.
Look at Kelsey's career numbers against the Bills. They've never covered Kelsey. You could say this last playoff game was, oh, the injuries. Be sure? They've never stopped Kelsey. They've stopped Tyreek Hill and had his numbers way down.
Hill's the one they've been great against.
But Kelsey has been... He feasts all the time on this defense, and even against Milano. Yeah, go out and score more points. You know, like, whatever. I don't want to get too far down that road, because I could say, what if instead of committing all this money to your defense, you committed the offense? Well, you know, your offensive players could get hurt.
Yeah,
there's a point. Like, if they were to lose Kincaid for a period of time, or what, Curtis Samuel or Shakir. Trying to think, like, who's the most valuable player on offense outside of Allen you feel like they can't lose?
Dawkins.
It's probably Dawkins.
It might be Kincaid for me. It might be Kincaid. Allen, Dawkins is a great player. Allen, the stat from Warren Sharp the other day, 10% of his pressures turned into sacks. I think Allen would find a way to, you know, avoid enough sacks that they could get by with an offensive line injury. It's Kincaid. Who's going to be your number one weapon would be my guess for that. Milano, like, what's interesting now, and you don't want to think about it this way, bicep maybe makes it different, is this is kind of how it started going for Tre'Davious White, and it's how the end started for Tre'Davious White, which was...
Two injuries, 2 years.
The guy was maybe on pace that, track to have a Hall of Fame career if things went perfectly for him. And then, bam, injury. And then works his way back after a year, bam, another injury, and it's over. It's not over for him, he's in LA, but it's over here. And again, maybe a little different because it's a bicep versus like a knee and another knee injury or an Achilles or something, but Milano misses almost a full season with an injury last year. Work finally works his way back, bam, injury. I mean, I start wondering about his future and whether he'll just be the next name that we're going to look back on and say, man, could you imagine if that wasn't derailed by injury? Because that's how we're going to look back at Tre'Davious White a little bit.
Yep. Milano's on the books next year. You don't save any money if he's not on the team.
No.
He is.
I even looked. I did look to see, like, if you cut him right now, what would it be? And you would.
It's a dig.
You wouldn't
cap.
Save anything this year, and then next year you would actually be paying more.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
It makes zero sense.
You can't do it now.
You could trade him.
But how? I mean, he's 29. Next year is age 30 season. Then there is an out.
Yeah.
Like, again, if
he's on the team. He's on the team.
If we're going that far about, like, the end, how it began for Tre'Davious, this is all terrible.
They would.
What are we doing here? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, remember all the players you loved? Yeah, they got hurt, broke down, and left. That's the business. That's why these guys hold out for big contracts. Better get your money.
Yeah, right.
Better get your money. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, I guess. We got to get the vibes up. Sal's going to tell us they lit up the Steelers. That's the plan. How'd it look against Pittsburgh? We'll find out. They had the joint practice yesterday. They're off today and have a preseason game tomorrow night on NFL Network. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Friday, Bills and Steelers tomorrow. The slowest preseason of all time continues. We got it spiced up with the Matt Milano news. Not exactly the kind of spice you want. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Happy Friday morning. Larry in South Florida joins us as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. West New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jeremy, first off, congratulations on the new baby. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I was going to tease you a little bit and start calling you New Howard with all the time you've been taking off, but I guess that's poor Joe. Hey, listen, this is, I don't know, I know he missed a lot of time last year, but you could see the hole in the middle with Milano gone, especially in the playoffs. It's just, we had no one that could stay with Kelsey and when the time counted. And to me, this is huge. So I have two schools of thought, and I have no idea how Brandon Bean can fill this off. I guess this is like a football fantasy for me. But obviously, they need to go get a linebacker. I don't know who you're going to trade for to get that done, but it has to be done. Or here comes my dream scenario. Why not break the bank, move contracts around, figure out what you have to do, wheel and deal, go make a trade for Brandon Ayuk, or, you know, this is crazy, CeeDee Lamb, just outscore everybody. Yep. Just who cares about the middle linebacker position? Go outscore everyone. Josh will have a field day with those two guys. They're both fast. They catch everything. They're always open. So that would be my dream scenario, is to go get one of those two fellas and just, again, just outscore everyone. Love to get your thoughts.
Thanks, Larry. I mean, you speak in my language. Mm-hmm. That would be my off season, not just my audible. You know, as you say, there's no one to stay with Kelsey. This is not a shot at Milano. Who's the closest man in coverage on the touchdown that beats them in the 13 seconds game overtime? Who is it? It's Milano.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been able to cover Kelsey.
Yep.
Look at Kelsey's career numbers against the Bills. They've never covered Kelsey. You could say this last playoff game was, oh, the injuries. You sure? They've never stopped Kelsey. They've stopped Tyreek Hill and had his numbers way down.
Hill's the one they've been great against.
But Kelsey has been, he feasts all the time on this defense, and even against Milano. Yeah, go out and score more points. You know, like, whatever. I don't want to get too far down that road, because I could say, what if instead of committing all this money to your defense, you committed to the offense? Well, you know, your offensive players could get hurt.
Yeah,
there's a point. Like, if they were to lose Kincaid for a period of time, or what, Curtis Samuel or Shakir? I'm trying to think, like, who's the most valuable player on offense outside of Allen you feel like they can't lose?
Dawkins.
It's probably Dawkins.
It might be Kincaid for me. It might be Kincaid. Allen, Dawkins is a great player. Allen, the stat from Warren Sharp the other day, 10% of his pressures turned into sacks. I think Allen would find a way to, you know, avoid enough sacks that they could get by with an offensive line injury. It's Kincaid. Who's going to be your number one weapon would be my guess for that. Milano, like, what's interesting now, and you don't want to think about it this way, bicep maybe makes it different, is this is kind of how it started going for Tre'Davious White, and it's how the end started for Tre'Davious White, which was...
Two injuries, 2 years.
The guy was maybe on pace that track to have a Hall of Fame career if things went perfectly for him. And then, bam, injury. And then works his way back after a year, bam, another injury, and it's over. It's not over for him, he's in LA, but it's over here. And, again, maybe a little different because it's a bicep versus like a knee, another knee injury or an Achilles or something, but Milano misses almost a full season with an injury last year. Work finally works his way back, bam, injury. I mean, I start wondering about his future and whether he'll just be the next name that we're going to look back on and say, man, could you imagine if that wasn't derailed by injury? Because that's how we're going to look back at Tre'Davious White a little bit.
Yeah. Milano's on the books next year. You don't save any money if he's not on the team.
No.
He is.
I even looked. I did look to see, like, if you cut him right now, what would it be? And you would...
It's a dig.
You wouldn't
cap.
Save anything this year, and then next year you would actually be paying more.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
It makes zero sense.
You can't do it now.
You could trade him.
But how? I mean, he's 29. Next year is age 30 season. Then there is an out.
Yeah.
Like, again, if
he's on the team. He's on the team.
If we're going that far about, like, the end, how it began for Tre'Davious, this is all terrible.
What
are we doing here? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, remember all the players you loved? Yeah, they got hurt, broke down, and left. That's the business. That's why these guys hold out for big contracts. Better get your money.
Yeah, right.
Better get your money. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, I guess. We got to get the vibes up. Sal's going to tell us they lit up the Steelers. That's the plan. How'd it look against Pittsburgh? We'll find out. They had the joint practice yesterday. They're off today and have a preseason game tomorrow. Tomorrow night on NFL Network. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.